Today is November the 14th on a Wednesday morning in 2012. You're listening to Daily Worship here at the Gathering Place Church in Pineville, Louisiana. My name is Kevin Williams. Thank you for being with us today. We had a little bit of some technical difficulties yesterday. The computer just totally froze and stopped recording and it wouldn't even restart. I actually had to literally unplug it from the wall. But today it seems good so far, so hopefully this recording will happen. Every once in a while, just the computer kind of just acts crazy. And so, but again, thank you for being with us today. And I want to start this morning with, I read this yesterday from The Pursuit of God, A.W. Tozer. And this is an excerpt from that called Beholding God. I'm going to read this morning. Says this, many have found the secret of which I speak, and without giving much thought to what is going on within them, they constantly practice this habit of inwardly gazing upon God. They know that something inside their heart sees God, even when they are compelled to withdraw their conscious attention in order to engage in earthly affairs. There is within them a secret communion always going on. Let their attention but be released for a moment from necessary business, and it flies at once to God again. This has been the testimony of many Christians, so many that even as I state it, thus I have a feeling that I am quoting, though from whom and from how many I cannot possibly know. I do not want to leave the impression that the ordinary means of grace have no value. They most assuredly have. Private prayer should be practiced by every Christian. Long periods of Bible meditation will purify our gaze and direct it. Church attendance will enlarge our outlook and increase our love for others. Service and work and activity, all are good and should be engaged in by every Christian. But at the bottom of all these things, giving meaning to them, will be the inward habit of beholding God. A new set of eyes, so to speak, will develop within us, enabling us to be looking at God while our outward eyes are seeing the scenes of this passing world. As I read this morning, this is my desire for myself, my desire for you as you're listening, just that we would be so that, even though we are doing things on this earth, that we have our daily task to attend to, just the daily in and outs of life. But even as we're doing that our eyes would be focused and our gaze would be upon our Maker, that our eyes would behold Him, in His glory, that we would see Him and His glory as we go throughout the normal, as we go throughout bringing our kids to school and going to work and going and buying groceries, that we would be filled with a joy unspeakable, a grace that is inexpressible and incomparable. Let's just behold the Lord this morning. Today. Let's worship together this morning. Jesus, your love has come one step closer. Won me over, oh, my trust
Jesus, your love has won me over all my trust, has found no other. I will declare the beauty of the Lord. Jesus, your love, it takes my breath away. 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 Now I'm living every day for the beauty of the Lord. The beauty of the Lord. The beauty of the Lord.
Myself in thee, let the water and the blood from thy wounded side which flow be it sin, the double cup, save from wrath and make me
not at all. Thou must save, and thou alone. In my hand, no price I bring. Simply to thy cross I cling. To the cross we cling, Lord.
We hide ourselves in you, in the cleft of your rock today, Jesus. Lord, may this abiding, Lord, this beholding, this secret communion, Lord, always be with us, always be within us toward you, God. Lord, direct our gaze today. Lord, direct our gaze. Lord, may our gaze not be upon the world and sin. Lord, may our gaze be upon our Maker today. Lord, we love you. Lord, I pray that you would speak to our hearts today by your Spirit. Lord, that you would show us more of yourself today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.